Okay, so I'm here with two members of the band Elsinore for WPGU. Could you guys introduce yourselves?
I'm Mark Woolman, and I play keyboards, sing backing vocals.
I'm Ryan Groff, I'm the lead singer, guitar player, and songwriter.
Cool. So you guys are a local band you formed down at Eastern in Charleston. Just basically, what's... You know, some people say that Champaign-Urbana has like one of the most vibrant local music scenes in the country with, you know, the bands that we see here tonight. We've got Hathaways, who, you know, just put out a Parasol session. We've got Santa, other bands like Dirty Feathers, you know, what used to be Shipwreck. All these bands are, you know, some would say the most talented in the nation. How do you guys kind of see it? Like, do you guys think that's true?
I would say that's probably a good thing to say. I would say it's better than most that we've seen, like, from all the touring that we've done, like, comparing our city to any of the cities that we've been in, we're like, oh yeah, we were just as good or have a better scene than a lot of the places that we've been, so we feel good about where we are, because we hear about people going, saying, well, you need to go here so you can, like, be
found. You have to go to Brooklyn!
Yeah. So you can be found. We're like, well, we have a pretty good scene, and we have really good places, good cities that we can get to pretty quickly, and get to them pretty frequently, and I think that helps quite a bit. And that's one of the main reasons we moved here from being in Charleston to going up to Chicago.
And why we stayed here, too. Yeah. It's I think it's way more fun and way more gratifying to get to say, you know, we come from a city like Champaign-Urbana, because it's so much different than being a band from Brooklyn or Portland or LA or even Chicago, I think. I think it's a positive version of the big fish in a small pond. Because it's a very good situation, because you get noticed and you get a very loyal fan base, and you have this community sense versus like battling it out in the big city with all these bands and how do you get noticed. It's just we just don't have any interest in doing that, and we feel very satisfied at what we can do.
Yeah,
that's what we can do, you know, calling Champaign-Urbana home.
Right. Cool. Well, that's awesome. Yeah, I think the local community definitely appreciates you guys. So is it the goal to kind of bust out of the local community at some point? I mean, I'm sure every band, you know, wants to blow up. Is that kind of what you guys hope to do? Because you certainly have the sound too. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're like, when I hear the songs on the radio, I'm like, there's no reason why this band should not be, you know, playing arena shows right now. You have the powerful voice. Everything seems right. So is that kind of the end goal?
Well, first, thank you for saying that. I mean, that's very, it's very good to hear that from people, because I don't think any of us want anything less than to do this full time and to be touring like bands that we love and respect who are doing it. You know, there's a really funny thing where some bands, they want to play to five people, like to their friends at a smaller club, and that's all that they want to do. And you know, we've heard praises and criticism from just various people, friends, and local media. Just funny things can be said about a band who is ambitious the way that we are, because we absolutely want our music to be huge. We want to sell a million records, and we want, you know, like, none of us are afraid of being in Spin Magazine or Rolling Stone. Like, that's exactly what we hope to do, because we've been together for 7.5 years and are ready to take a step up and feel really great about the record that we're writing right now. We think it's going to surpass what Yes 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 was, and we're ready for it. We're ready to do it. We're ready to spend the time and the energy and every ounce of creativity that we have to make that happen. So, awesome. So definitely.
Cool. As far as the new record goes, I mean, obviously Yes 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 was, I mean, a huge smash as far as local. Like, again, it was, you know, there's not a track that people dislike on that. but I recently read on Facebook that you finished recording another demo track last night, which makes 11.
Yeah.
So what can we expect on the new album, and when can we expect that? A lot of people struggle with that question.
Yeah.
When is the harder part? It's like, when we get done, we're not really trying to push when it's going to come out. I think we'll try to get between like 15 to 20 songs that we want and decide what will be the album, and whatever doesn't make it, then we have like an EP or B-sides or whatever you want to use them for. So whenever we're done with those, that's when we can start maybe thinking a little further ahead instead of being like, okay, we're doing this part now. We're not thinking about that yet because we need to get this done first before we can do the next part of it.
Right on. Cool. Okay, just a couple of lighthearted questions here. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite local venue to book?
I will say that I was just talking yesterday with Seth from Pygmalion and Smile Politely about the art theater show that we did for Pygmalion in 2010. 2010, yeah. And how great that was, and how, you know, it was so great that it was sold out by the time the show started, and it's a 250 capacity, and then there was a line out the door the whole night, and a great lineup, and the only show to happen at the art theater. I can't say ever, but I don't know that any of us know of a show that has happened at the art theater like that before, and how great it was. But since it's not a regular concert venue, it's just sort of the wild card. But the High Dive has certainly been really good to us, and we do miss playing at the Cowboy Monkey, and we hope to play Cowboy Monkey again because it's more intimate, and it would be fun to see what would happen if we booked a show there. Mike and Molly's Beer Garden still holds a huge place in our hearts, I think, mm-hmm. because it's so much fun to play there, and there's always such a great kind of buzz when something is happening. There's electricity in the air, and I think part of it is because it sounds great despite being outside between two brick walls. You know, like it just is a great place for music, and it just pulls people in. Both who are there to enjoy the show, they get pulled right in, and then people walking by and people downtown, like, what is that noise? And then they go find it. So that's kind of how I feel about the local venues.
Cool. So you guys have toured a little bit of cross country tour. What's maybe the most meaningful place, the most meaningful show you've played, or the coolest place you've been?
I can say that our last show in New Orleans was at a place called One Eye Jacks, and it was probably one of the most amazing venues we played, just because it's a really well-maintained old theater. The sound was great, the crew was great. There were like four people doing sound, like monitor guys and assistants, and we were really well received and played with some really great local bands. And then I think, I mean, just playing in New York City, we haven't had fantastic shows, but we've had a couple of solid ones. But just kind of being there and knowing that we're taking that step of like jumping into the beast and trying to find something great.
Yeah.
Austin is always fun.
Yeah.
Athens is cool, but we haven't had a solid show there yet. We've had like little sparks of goodness kind of happen there, but nothing too great yet. A lot of great cities,
yeah.
But
yeah, that's awesome. Like Champaign-Urbana, you know, obviously everyone's. I assume you might play Yes, Yes, Yes last because that's your best song, and I assume everyone's going to be shouting, Yes, Yes. Not your best song, your most widely played song, but it's a song everyone's going to be shouting along. Yes, Yes, Yes. Uh-huh. Does that happen when you go other places? Like, do people necessarily know the lyrics and sing along? And do you get those like three guys that stand in the front that know every word of every song?
Every once in a while, but it's not like. Not like here, or in like Chicago or
St. Louis
or places like that. But every once in a while, it'll happen. We'll get like, because somehow, like, friends that we've known end up in a lot of the places that we go. So they bring their friends, and so they know it. And so sometimes it happens, but it's not like as prevalent as it is here.
and we definitely would never be caught saying that we. Don't hope that keeps happening. I mean, it's part of the national exposure, the worldwide exposure thing is that you know, that we do keep getting more and more iTunes sales and website hits and Facebook hits and just everything, so that we do get that. Because in any random city where we're in and we get someone who comes up and says, oh, I just found you guys on Spotify or on iTunes, or I saw something on YouTube of your song being used in a TV show. And like, I mean, when those things happen, it's just like those are the moments where you're like, this is a big reason why we do this. I mean, we get a lot out of it, but we're just happy that our music is the kind of music that people want to listen to and want to come to shows to see, and that we then get to talk to people about it and kind of get that reinforcement of why we're doing this.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's definitely, your style of music is very parallel to that. I think it's great. And wish you guys the best. Last thing, can you maybe tell anyone who, you know, listens to this on the website or on the radio where they can, you know, read your website or check your Facebook, blogs, whatever you guys do, Twitter? Mm-hmm. Can you tell them the URLs?
Well, on Facebook, it's just search for Elsinore or Facebook, Elsinore Music. Let's see, website, elsinoremusic.net. Twitter is Elsinore Music too. What else is there?
Everything we ever release is on iTunes, so that's yeah. A big thing. You know, there are all kinds of outlets, CD Baby and Bandcamp. Just Google Elsinore Band or Elsinore and Music, and yeah, lots of things will come up. Our manager is also a pretty heavy web guy, so he's done a great job at spreading that love too. So, yeah, find us.
Great. Well, thank you guys. I appreciate
thank
it very
you
much, and have a good one.
Thank you.